China blocks U.S. Navy ships from visiting Hong Kong. By Francis Martel on August 20, 2019. AFP. China has denied requests for two U.S. Navy ships to visit Hong Kong. The Pacific Fleet said on Tuesday, after the two countries engaged in a war of words over the city's pro-democracy protests. The USS Green Bay, an amphibious dock landing ship, was to stop in Hong Kong on Saturday, while the guided missile cruiser USS Lake Erie planned a port call there next month. Commander Nate Christensen, deputy spokesman for the United States Pacific Fleet, said in a statement. The Chinese government denied requests for port visits to Hong Kong by the two vessels, Christensen said. He referred the question of why the request was denied to China. Weeks of protests in the semi-autonomous former British colony of Hong Kong have escalated, with protesters blocking and paralyzing the city's airport. For a second day on Tuesday, Beijing has increasingly pitched the anti-government protests as funded by the West, but has provided little evidence. The Chinese government has denied two U.S. Navy vessels entry to Hong Kong for scheduled port calls as pro-democracy protests continue in that city. The amphibious dock ship USS Green Bay intended to make a visit on Saturday and the guided missile cruiser USS Lake Erie planned to stop there later in September. Commander Nate Christensen, deputy spokesman for U.S. Pacific Fleet, told Stars and Stripes Wednesday in an email. The Green Bay is part of the WASP Expeditionary Strike Group at Sasebo Naval Base, Japan. The Lake Erie is homeported in San Diego. Christensen directed to Beijing questions regarding why the request was denied. Last year, China barred the amphibious assault ship USS WASP from a port call in Hong Kong in September, the result of an ongoing trade dispute between the United States and China. Subsequently, the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and guided missile cruiser USS Chancellorsville paid visits to Hong Kong in November. In April, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Berthelf made a port call there weeks after a transit of the Taiwan Strait. Christensen acknowledged the provisional nature of China's denial of port calls by the Navy. The U.S. Navy has a long track record of successful port visits to Hong Kong, he said, and we expect to continue them. Meanwhile, civil unrest continued Tuesday in Hong Kong, where thousands of demonstrators prompted authorities to shut down Hong Kong International Airport a second consecutive day, according to the South China Morning Post. Video posted online showed demonstrators clashing with police wielding shields and batons. Beijing has described the Hong Kong protests as riots and the protesters as terrorists. President Donald Trump on Tuesday tweeted, "Our intelligence has informed us that the Chinese government is moving troops to the border with Hong Kong. Everyone should be calm and safe." The recent round of unrest began in early June with the introduction of a bill in the Hong Kong legislature to allow Hong Kong residents to be extradited to China, where the Communist Party controls the courts. Many Hong Kongish feared the party would encroach on existing freedoms, sparking the current ongoing protests. Under the One Country, Two Systems principle, Hong Kong, a former British possession, has remained mostly autonomous, holding on to rights to assembly, free speech and a free press. Hong Kong's autonomous status expires in 2047. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, in mid-June suspended the extradition bill. But protests continued, aimed in part in withdrawing the bill completely, along with four other demands. Prior to the airport occupation, demonstrators clashed repeatedly with police in the streets of Hong Kong. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. WED. The U.S. request to have its warships visit amid the Hong Kong protests is inappropriate and could have ulterior motives, Chinese experts said Wednesday as China reportedly turned down the request. U.S. Navy transport dock ship Green Bay and guided missile cruiser Lake Erie requested visits to Hong Kong in the next few weeks. But China has rejected the request, CNN reported on Wednesday, citing a statement by Nate Christensen, deputy spokesman for the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet. This is not the first time China has denied a visit by a U.S. ship to Hong Kong. In September 2018, China declined a port visit for the amphibious assault ship WASP. It is within China's scope of sovereignty to approve a U.S. warship's request to visit Hong Kong, just as the U.S. needs to approve visits by Chinese naval vessels to Hawaii, said Yang Yujin, A former Defense Ministry spokesperson and dean of the Academy of Media and Public Affairs at Communication University of China in Beijing. The security situation in Hong Kong is very severe and the U.S. government had just issued a travel warning to U.S. citizens, Yang told the Global Times on Wednesday. At this time, the U.S. request to have warships stop by in Hong Kong is contradictory to the warning and very inappropriate, Yang said. Yang noted that it was clear to see the role the U.S. has been playing in the turmoil in Hong Kong. We are highly suspicious of U.S. motives, now that it still expects to have warships visit Hong Kong. The U.S. was attempting to pour oil on the fire, believed Li Heidong, a professor at the China Foreign Affairs University's Institute of International Relations in Beijing. The U.S. knows perfectly well what is happening, but still tries to send warships to Hong Kong to back up the creators of chaos, Li told the Global Times on Wednesday. Christensen of the U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet said that the U.S. Navy has a long track record of successful port visits to Hong Kong and we expect them to continue, CNN reported. But those visits only occurred under normal situations, which obviously is not the case right now, Li said. By turning down the U.S. request, China is sending a clear signal that the U.S. is too deeply involved in the chaotic situation in Hong Kong, Li said. He stressed that Washington should stop interfering in China's internal affairs before China-U.S. relations suffer an even more serious and irreversible blow. The protest in Hong Kong has entered its 10th week. On August 7, Zhang Xiaomeng, director of the Hong Kong and Macau office of the State Council, identified the turmoil in Hong Kong as a potential color revolution. On August 6, Julie Ida, political unit chief of the U.S. Consulate General in Hong Kong, met Joshua Wong, an activist accused of colluding with overseas anti-China forces to smear the image of China in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Wong discussed issues such as the banning of U.S. exports of equipment to the Hong Kong police, Hong Kong-based newspaper Ta Kung Pao reported. The shocking footage should serve as a reminder that the protests have devolved into mindless thuggery that goes against every law and regulation in any country and region. However, a question being raised is if the U.S. is to blame for what is going on in Hong Kong. Some Western media outlets are even claiming that China is blaming the United States and the West for the external interference to cover up internal problems. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday said that many are blaming him and the United States for the problems going on in Hong Kong, adding that he cannot imagine why. Well, not a single U.S. politician has condemned the violence in Hong Kong. Rather, they have fanned the flames by sticking their noses into Hong Kong affairs. There is no question that the United States has its hand in what is going on in Hong Kong, though to what extent is hard to measure.